Governor Sarah Palin was in Fairbanks today to sign a disaster declaration for flooded areas of the borough. State officials toured the flooded area from a helicopter on Saturday. Borough Emergency Services spokeswoman Sally Stuvek says water levels on the Tanana have stabilized at Nenana.
You know, the waters aren't rising anymore, but they're, you know, still having significant flooding issues.
Stuvek says to the north and east, waters of the Tanana, Salcha, and Chena rivers are dropping, and that's improved conditions in areas of Salcha and Fairbanks that flooded last week.
All of the roads that had been closed are all now passable except for Chief John, which is in the Rosie Creek area. So we have seen quite a gradual decrease in the affected flooded areas. What's occurring now, however, is groundwater that's being reported. The ground is so saturated that as additional rainfall comes or the water comes from upstream, there's just really nowhere for it to go.
Stuvek says rising groundwater has been a problem in the Moose Creek area, where about 15 to 20 homes have been affected. The borough estimates that between 300 and 500 structures borough-wide have had water damage. Stuvek says a few people were still staying at a Red Cross emergency shelter in Fairbanks yesterday, but that most people have returned to their houses.
We are asking, as residents are able to get back into their homes, that they keep appropriate documentation to the damage that they've had. And so that can be by photograph, by video camera. We also, as they go and purchase supplies to do repairs, have asked that they keep all of those receipts for invoices in case there's a possibility at some point of reimbursement of some of these costs.
Falling water levels at Nenana are allowing the Alaska Railroad to repair a 25-foot section of washed-out rail bed. The railroad also reported some track was still submerged yesterday. Freight and passenger service are expected to resume by late tomorrow.